military road if someone can pick them up in a four-wheel drive. Somebody called before and asked what to do in the situation if the lights go out. My father called me up. You know, we're not thinking too straight tonight. First thing you want to do is get a flashlight, right? Second thing you want to do is get some candles, right? Or a gas lantern or whatever. And if there happens to be somebody in your neighborhood with a fireplace, go to their house and bundle up in front of the fireplace, okay? So those are three suggestions you might want to take in hand.
And another thing, too, is that even though the fact that it's an emergency, a lot of people might be running an extra bunch of lights, you may be running extra heaters off of your electrical circuits in your home. Another thing you might do is check out your fuse boxes to see if you haven't blown a fuse. It might not be power lines. Make sure you check to see that you can rectify the problem in your home first before you try and contact the power company. If your fuses are not blown, then it is you have a problem with electricity and power coming into your home. So first, if you do lose power in your home, make sure you check out your own home first. Check your fuse boxes, get a flashlight, or get a candle and go on down into the basement. Or if you have to bundle up and go on outside for a couple of minutes and check your fuse boxes and see if they're all right on the outside. Then, and only then, call the power company. Also, if you can find somebody who is within walking distance of your home who may have power, go on down and check them out first. If not, then we suggest that you get a lantern lit or you get a candle lit, and make sure that if you are going to light flammable materials like a candle or a lantern, that they're not anywhere near anything that's going to catch on fire, namely curtains or any kind of paper products whatsoever. First of all, let me run down people who are stranded once again without any food. Those are people at the sanitation department at New Road out on, I believe it's near Packard. Is that what the fellow said?
Between
Porter and Packard. Also, some people stranded at Professional Ambulance at Pine and Packard. No food or drink or blankets, and also no room to sit down. People are stranded in the Summit Park Mall at the Sears store, but they've got a place to stay. They have nothing to eat. And that just about wraps up for people who are stranded right now.
Okay, I've got... note that 9147 Buffalo Avenue area, the area around 9147, the electricity is off and there isn't any heat in that vicinity. And I had one here that I wish I could... Oh, okay, here it is. If you have your power off at 66, in the area of 6648 Akian Road, those are all nurses. I got them all together there. 6648 Akian Road, in that area. If you are your electricity is off and you have no heat, give these people a call, 625-8332, and you can go on over there and stop in and get warm. They don't have any electricity, but they do have heat. So they either have gas or they've got...